The Angels looking to earn a split of their four-game set with the Tigers. Everyone wearing pink on Sunday in honor of Mother's Day. We pick it up 1-0 Detroit, bottom of the first. Mike Trout facing Justin Verlander.
This one out to left field. Maybe he likes DH-ing on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Debbie Trout. We're tied at one.
0-1 is the count on Danny Espinosa, who walked his first time up. He swings and lifts a high fly ball, hits it well out to right field. It is out of here. Long time between home runs for Espinosa. That's his fourth of the season. Angels have had a pair of homers in the first four innings and now have a 2-1 lead.
Alex Meyer, this will be his fourth start of the season. McCann goes down swinging, two down.
Here's the pitch, and there's a swing and a miss. A fastball gets Romine, struck him out, and the inning ends with back-to-back strikeouts. One ball, no strikes. Angels have a 2-1 lead, threatening to get some more.
Simmons bouncing to the right side. Kinsler can't get it. It'll bring home a run. Revere keeps on running to third. And a nice play by Dixon Machado to cut that ball off. Otherwise, Simmons is at second base. 3-1 Angels.
The Angels earn a split of their four-game set with the Tigers, taking it 4-1. Alex Meyer, the victory, allowing one run and six and a third frames. Mike Trout goes deep for the third consecutive game. That ties a career high. An interesting day for Cameron Maybin. He tallies three walks and steals three bases. The Angels split their four-game set with the Tigers. Manager Mike Socia spoke after the game.
Well, we've been talking about his arm. His stuff is electric, and today he matched the rhythm, the command, especially after starting off the first inning, with a double and a base hit to just go through a really tough lineup on top of counts all day, using all those pitches and throwing some breaking balls and off counts. The whole thing you'd like to see in a game plan, he accomplished. And Juan Graterol behind the plate did a great job with him today and just keeping everything where it needed to be.
This team got on the base pass and drawing a lot of walks and stealing bases, mm-hmm. And hitting runs. There's a lot going on the base pass. So why
were you
so effective?
Well, we got on base. We're facing a really tough pitcher, Verlander. If you let him get rolling, he can stay on top of you. Trouty's home run was big for us to answer right back in the bottom of the first, and then Danny gets a hold of one. But when we had some opportunities, we took advantage of them as far as base running. And key is the hit and run in the seventh inning with when Juan leads off the base hit, and then we turn it into a first and third. Great job from Ben and Juan to get a first and third, and we got a couple more runs there. But we have to be aggressive running the bases, especially when we're in the batter's box if we're not where we need to be. And today was a day where it paid off. Well, we're lucky we have Luis right now. Escobar's sets the pace at the top of the order, and we're going to miss how long as he's out. But at third base, we know that Luis can play the position, and we're going to have to have our offense guys like CJ Chrome coming back up our offense to start to pick up some slack, and hopefully guys will start swinging the bats better.
Danny Espinosa with the go-ahead solo homer in the fourth, his fourth long ball of the season. Espinosa talked after the game.
Just looking middle of the plate, looking for a good pitch to hit. He's got big velocity, so just trying to stay within myself and get something I could drive.
You're obviously seeing the ball very well the last couple games. Every hitter goes through some slumps. You've come out of yours. What's been the difference for you in your mindset the last couple games?
Just keep working hard. Yeah, I keep going after it, and then I'm not giving up. I'm going to go out there and play hard every day.
You guys did a lot of damage on the base pass today. Stolen bases, drawing walks, hit and runs. You guys kind of had everything going, manufacturing some stuff. What was working and why were you guys so effective?
The guys got on base. And when they got on base, making things happen, stealing base, hit and run. You get guys moving, get guys in scoring position, and we were able to cash in.
Up next, the Angels host the White Sox on Monday. Jesse Chavez on the hill.